this is Jennifer Hawkins, and I'm interviewing Maxine Miller about her wedding. Today's date is December 31st, 1989, and this is for Ms. Tioff on his English class. Okay, tell me all that you remember about your wedding day.
Well, I was married in January the 15th, 1938, with Alphonse Kingler. The best man was Ben Kingler, and my maid of honor was Gladys Hall. We had a small reception at my father's home with the immediate family. Then we went to Albee to a hall where we had a wedding guest. It was about 20 below zero. But I don't know about that.
Is there anything that sticks in your mind, like anything different that happened on the day?
It's been so long ago, it's hard to remember.
What were the wedding dresses like?
Well, I wore a ankle-length blue dress, and my maid of honor wore a pink long dress. We had small corsages, and at that time, money was scarce. It was during the Depression. So it was a very small wedding. It was held in Our Lady Church. And didn't even know what was spectacular about it.
What were the flowers like? What do you remember about any decorations of flowers?
Well, there was a few cut flowers placed on the altar. Yes, I was baptized the night before I was married, which is unusual because I was a convert. Yeah, thank you. Father Grimsinger was our pastor at that time.
What do you remember about your shower? Did you have a shower?
I had a small shower because my family was, I only had one brother, and he wasn't married at that time. So it was just a few of the gang girls, and they were small, so.
What kind of games did you play?
Well, it was played like bingo with cards.
When I did it?
Well, the girl called, picked out the cards, and we had five cards laid out. And if she was, for instance, called a jack of cards, if you had jack of cards, you would cover it, so on, down.
What kind of food did you have at your shower?
Just sandwiches and potato salad, if I remember right, and cake and jello.
What kind of gifts did you receive?
Well, I remember he got some cookie jars that stuck in my mind because that was a little different kind. And coffee pots and pots and pans and towels and linens. Nothing spectacular.
You said you were combat?
Convert.
Convert? What was that?
Well, as I was a Protestant and my husband, Dean, was Catholic, and at that time, he wasn't allowed to marry out of the church. So in order to be married in the church, I had to take instruction, and as I hadn't been baptized as a baby, I was baptized then as a Catholic, so therefore I was married in the Catholic Church.
Did you have to take like classes?
We had to go every week, once a week, Father Grimsinger for classes, questions and answers. And Alphonse went with me and he would always fall asleep. So I learned more than he did. My father used to say, you're going to be a better Catholic than he is because you're paying attention.
Were there other people in the class with you?
No, no, we were all alone.
What was his wedding cake like?
Well, if I can remember right, it was just a three-tiered white cake because at the reception, there was no party or anything. It was just a dance. So the wedding cake was at our wedding dinner. It was just a plain white cake with little decorations.
What kind of decorations did you have at your reception?
Just a big white veil with some crepe paper stringers.
What were some of the feelings you had right before your wedding?
Happy, sad, and cold.
What did you feel like before the reception?
Very happy.
What kind of wedding did you have? How did you choose the date?
Well, I really don't know. We just decided that we'd get married in January. And that was that we had to wait till after the holidays.
What type of music did you have at your wedding?
We had a fella play the accordion and two of them played the fiddle. Not violin, but fiddle. And one of them played for Mugwort, harmonica. And everybody had a good time.
What kind of music was at your reception?
That was it.
Okay. How much time was put into all the preparations before the wedding and the reception?
Not too much time because I set up a small wedding dinner.
Like
no really big plans of any kind.
A month or?
Oh, probably 2 weeks.
How did you go about choosing your bridesmaids and the other attendants?
Well, Ben was Alphonse's brother. And Gladys was a cousin of mine, and she was Catholic, so my other girlfriends were Protestant, so they couldn't stand up for me. They were the Catholic, so.
Did you have a flower girl or ring bearer?
No.
What were all the costs that your wedding involved?
Well, we gave the priest $5 and all the boys. There was two. Tom Gangler and Wilfred Gangler, plus the other boys. And we each got $2. And the hall at that time was about $20 to rent. And the fellows that played in the band were friends of ours, so they didn't charge us anything. So all together, maybe it would have been $100 for everything, the flowers and the hall.
How did you choose to do, what kind of gifts did you give your husband?
I didn't give him anything.
Did you
give him nothing.
What do you remember about the way your hair and the hair and your makeup and your nails was done? How did it get done? How did you get them ready?
I had a permit. My hair was fat. Since I didn't care for jewelry, I had no earrings and no makeup. Very, very plain. At that time, we didn't dress up them like they do nowadays.
Did you give out, like, invitations?
No, we sent no invitations. It was just the people were asked in person to attend the wedding. At that time, my husband was making $18 a week working on the pizzas every night. So money was very scarce at that time. So we had very little to spend on a wedding.
Were your parents alive then?
My mother and father were both alive.
How did they feel about your husband?
They all liked me very well.
What do you remember about some of the things your mother did to help you before your wedding?
Talk to me. Explain things to me.
Was there hope past that when you get married?
No.
What kind of lighting was used in your reception? Did you have candles?
No, just regular lighting, because it was in the dinner was in the afternoon.
Was there a photographer there?
No photographer.
Did anybody take pictures?
They took pictures outside the camera. I nearly froze.
What do you remember about your bouquets? Did you have bouquets? that you and the bridesmaids had?
No, we just had presages.
You said that your wedding dress was blue?
Blue.
What? Why was it blue instead of white?
Well, no special reason, only we couldn't afford a white wedding gown, and the blue dress was something that I could wear on Sundays to church or anything like that.
What kind of material was your wedding dress made out of?
Rayon.
What would your wedding dress cost? How much did it cost? Was it made?
No, it was bought, it was probably around $10.
What were the men's clothes? Men's?
Just the regular suit. Sparks suit.
Did they wear corsages?
No, they never had a boutonniere or anything.
What kind of wedding rings did you have?
Just plain gold, gold band, and just me.
He didn't wear it?
He didn't. At that time, the men never exchanged gold bands like they do now.
How much did your wedding ring cost?
Well, I had to buy them and the wedding ring together would cost about $35.
Did you have both the diamond and the wedding? You did?
The engagement ring and the wedding ring combination would have been.
What was the engagement ring?
Well, it was just a small diamond.
So the engagement ring was the diamond and the wedding ring was the gold band?
Yeah.
And together they cost $35?
Yeah.
Okay. After you got married, what was your house? What kind of house did you live in?
We lived in a double house when we first got married for the first year. And then after that, we bought a small house on Liberty Street, which had no electricity or inside plumbing for about 6 months before the electricity had come through. And I was a city girl coming from the country, and it was very hard on me to get used to it.
So, in the city they had electricity, but
yeah.
Just in the country they didn't have it yet?
And they didn't have it in the country yet. Kerosene lamp.
You said you lived in a double house. What is that?
Well, it was like an apartment. There was two people on each side.
Did you have a honeymoon?
No, no honeymoon. Because we had to go to work. We were married on Saturday, we went to work on Monday. No
honeymoon. What kind of furniture did you have in your house?
Just basic furniture. We had a board to chair and breakfast set, kerosene. Kerosene stove and a little small coal stove, like a little laundry stove where we being that we had no hot water heater, we had to put it in a cup of water and set it on this little stove to get it hot in order to wash it.
How often did you wash clothes?
Once a week. That was enough.
Was there a specific day that you did it?
Jenny, on Monday. Always Monday was laundry day.
Was there a tradition of age when you got married?
Well, I was 18 and he was 30. Generally, at that time, the men would always be 5 to 10 years older than the girls.
And did the women work?
No. Well, they stayed home and took care of the house.
How long after you got married would be normal to have a kid?
Probably a year to 2 years.
Did you and your husband pay for your wedding all by yourself, or did your mother pay?
No, we paid for it ourselves. And at that time there was no large wedding. They were all small because the waitress was so small that she couldn't afford to have a big wedding as she did now. At that time too, most of the girls that could sew would make their own dresses and their bridesmaids' dresses. And if I didn't know how to sew, I had to buy mine, which my mother bought.